You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 537. Thanks guys for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great week.
Definitely do, and very excited to talk about a lot of the shows that we're actually are coming up, because we're going to be discussing some things and proving some points that I haven't heard anywhere else. So very excited about that.
Yeah.
Very excited that you're here. Thank you very much. Thank you for the reviews. Thank you for the shares, because guess what? The word is getting out and you are helping maintain the freedom to fly. So please continue to do that. And if you're listening on iTunes, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. If you need a nighttime waiver, if you need lots of other fun stuff like that.
Because that's
all
fun.
It's all over our YouTube page. So a lot of helpful resources. And also, if you're a DroneU member, some new classes coming out for you. Very excited about that. But let's get right into today's question. Rob, what do you say?
Let's do it.
Hello, this is Darren in Northeast Mississippi. This may be a good question for you to do on a Halloween episode, but I don't want to wait that long to hear the answer. It's really about scare tactics. I see a lot on Facebook and other sites about how, oh, if you have these props, you're going to crash. You need to change them now. If you're doing this with your battery, it's going to blow up. I know some things are true. I got the Inspire when it first came out, the Inspire 1, got the screw-on props, later got the prop locks in the mail free, later got the props that you push down and twist. That's what I have now. Haven't had any problems with them. But people tell me, oh, you got to get rid of those. They're going to fly off. Battery, 25 cycles, 50. You got to warm it up. You don't have to warm it up. It's got to warm up 10 minutes, depending on it's below freezing. Just a lot of things I see out there that I'm just kind of really curious, mainly about the props. What do you recommend? Thanks.
Thank you very much for the question, Darren. Really appreciate it. You know, he speaks to something that gets mentioned on here a lot, and that is that there's a lot of information out there that just isn't accurate.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's in the middle of, in the middle of that muck.
That's what happens when a lot of people want to be influencers in a thing that they don't know about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that is rampant. So as far as the Inspire propellers, for me, I have the twist top propellers, the pill bottle ones, where you turn and spin.
And you've had no problems.
I have never had a single problem ever. I will say that after about 100 flights, the screws on the propeller mounts were becoming loose, so you should always be checking those every couple months. I've heard people say, you have got to get the propellers where you put them on and then you turn the little clasp around the propeller to lock it in instead of turning the propeller itself.
Mm-hmm.
I never got those, and I have maybe 1,200 hours on my Inspire 1, and I've never had an issue ever. Now, people will say, well, what about carbon fiber propellers? I am not a fan of those. I don't find them useful.
They're more expensive, probably.
They are
right?
More expensive, yes. We talked about this before, and I got lit up, which was really funny because there was actually research backing up what I said. The carbon fiber propellers cause micro vibrations in the airframe and slowly loosen everything.
Hmm.
So this is really only for power users or power flyers, because over time you are taking time off of the bird. Literally, but it's only going to be noticed by people who fly probably every single day. So
that's what you mean by a power user, is like a daily pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so now, I forget the other question he was asking.
Well,
asking
he just
about
said
props.
About batteries was the other thing that he brought up.
So a couple things. There's like a few ways to for sure ruin your batteries. Number one is if you charge your batteries when they're warm, even if it's not warm enough to get the overheat warning light on, you can still ruin the batteries. If you try to cool the batteries really fast after they've been hot and then charge them, that's how you can ruin batteries. I've done that myself.
Like how? How would you try to cool them really fast?
Like for example, when I was flying Worlds, I left the Expedition on all day long with the AC running in the car and left the batteries on the center console to cool that I could recycle the batteries super fast.
Okay.
Anyway, my point in that is the way to really screw up your batteries is if you're charging your batteries and you take them off the charger before they're fully charged, you will for sure ruin the lifetime of that battery and have a bad cell. As far as warming batteries up, as far as that goes, there are a couple tricks that work. The best idea is just to keep your batteries above 75 degrees Fahrenheit before you fly outside. If it's even minus, let's say it's 10 degrees outside, from 10 degrees to 40 degrees, that is your biggest like worry zone. If it's 10 degrees and less, you shouldn't be flying. No matter what, you shouldn't be flying. You can get those thermal insulators on the outside of your Inspire 1 batteries to help out. Recently, I left my batteries in the truck last Friday. Mm-hmm. I left my batteries in the truck overnight. Bad idea. So they were really cold. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say I successfully like put the cold battery in the drone, let the drone start up for a little bit longer than normal. And then when I took off, I hovered and just stayed there.
So the key there is to warm it up slowly.
Yes. I stayed there. I just let it hover, let the battery warm up. I landed, turned the drone off, turned it back on. The battery warnings were off and I still got 10 minutes out of the battery. I don't recommend doing that, but if you're in a last case scenario where you're out in a job and your batteries are cold and you're like, wow, what am I going to do? Put it in the drone, take the drone off, maybe 5 feet off the ground, just let it hover for a minute, bring it back down, turn it off, turn it back on.
Okay.
So that really helped me. That's what we did last Friday, Flyday.
Right.
I've been telling people for 3 years now, just keep your batteries warm by putting them on the dash of your car and turning on the car defroster and just warming them up like that. John McBride, one of our instructors here at DroneU, he actually says that the drone itself should not be warmed up, which I find interesting, that the IMU doesn't like to be shocked temperature-wise. So a lot of people say, don't worry about the temperature of your drone. Just let it sit outside for a second and, you know, acclimate to the temperature. Then put your warm battery in and get fired up. So I think that's really important.
Interesting. Okay. So one of the issues here that Darren is dealing with is just where to get his information. I mean, there are just too many sources out there, and there's no way to vet them all. There's too many of them. So find a couple of sources, hopefully Drone Use one of them, that you like, enjoy, and most importantly, trust, based on a history of getting good information, and stick with those. And just, frankly, ignore the noise.
Yeah.
Because there's too much noise.
Way too much. If you're confident in what's working for you, use it, period. You know, there is always the, you know, well, if I do something and it's worked, it'll work with everyone. That's not always true. Environmental factors are always really important. So if you're running tests on your own equipment, make sure you're writing down the variables. Like, what's the barometric pressure today? What's your elevation? What's the temperature? What's the windage? You know, what's the dew point temperature spread?
Right.
So
all those deets.
All those details.
As we like to call them.
Yeah, all those little things. But anyway, I hope that information helps you. A lot of people are asking, how many cycles can I expect out of an Inspire 1 battery? The most I've ever had is 65. So, yeah, I have one of those. I've blown through 8 Inspire 1 batteries, like ruined them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've been trying to figure out how much money I need to actually spend per year just to operate aside from the drone. And it's 5 batteries and 8 pairs of props and normally a couple ND filters.
Wow. So
that's like what, $1,500 just to operate the drone outside of the drone itself.
Which frankly isn't that much.
No, but if you do the Inspire 2, now you're talking a whole lot more money.
Because those batteries are going to be how much?
Well, they're in a pair. And I'm not even sure what those batteries cost, but they're expensive.
Right. So those 8 batteries that you went through, were those all just because of usage or because of issues that were avoidable?
Half and half. Some were usage and some were the fact that I had to take batteries off from the charger just to be able to fly because I'm flying live streams and whatnot. And when you're flying a 9-hour long live stream, it gets intense.
You need 15 batteries.
I should have had 15, but I had 6.
Well,
But if that says what you can do, you know, it's so funny because people are like, can I start a business on just a Phantom? Can I do this? I think it's best to start on the smallest thing first because you learn the limitations and you learn to come over those limitations with alternatives. And it's just like empowers you. It gives you more knowledge and information. Frankly, I hate the guys that just have a bunch of money and they just go out and buy a hexacopter. And then they're like, well, I got this S1000 to fly this camera, blah, blah, blah. It's like, have you ever flown on set? Awkward silence. That's right, because most of the time they just want to Inspire One. Unless you're working on a feature film, then they want a Red on, you know, on an Alta. And you're like, you know why they want an Alta over an M600, right? Okay, well then never mind. I'm just going to stop there. So.
Yeah, but they're cool.
M600 is not cool.
No, I'm just saying the bigger drones are cool. They look cool.
They are. They're intimidating. Yeah. I just honestly, I wish they would just revamp the Inspire 1 because the Inspire 2 flies so differently from the i1. And sure, it's got more power and everyone's like, woo, power. But like, it just, it's funny. Like the Inspire 1 was like the F-14 Tomcat. Like it just always worked well, yeah. You know? And the Inspire 2 is just over-engineered in so many ways. So it's like a nerd's drone if nerds didn't fly. But yeah. I know nerds fly because there's nerds drones with Lance Knowles, a good friend of mine. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So sorry, cool. Rant.
No. That's okay. But if you have an Inspire 2 you don't want, go ahead and send it over.
We have to buy them anyway because we're going to do the classes.
I know. I'm just kidding. Anyways, hopefully that answers your question, Darren. If not, call back. We'll
if
clarify.
Not, go to Ask the Drone U and upload another question.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's not like we already have 100 or so lined up right now.
Well, yeah, we do appreciate you guys sending them in. This podcast doesn't work without you sending in your questions and then, of course, listening and then, of course, sharing and subscribing and doing all those things that you do. And we appreciate it very much. So thank you, everybody. Yes. I guess that's going to do it for us.
It is. Thank you guys for listening. Seriously, thank you for the reviews, for the shares. If you just take 30 seconds out of your day and share this podcast or leave it a review on iTunes or Stitcher, Overcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps out other people get the right information. I know that sounds crazy, but it really does help. So if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe. Otherwise, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram at The Drone U. We'll see you guys next time. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are The Drone U.